USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Gordon formed over the Florida Keys on Monday and is forecast to strengthen over the next 48 hours as it brings strong winds and heavy rain to the Gulf of Mexico. Meanwhile, a hurricane watch is in place for Mississippi and Alabama coasts, including the cities of Gulfport, Biloxi, and Mobile. This Florida hardware store owner says he's doing what he can to stay stocked up on supplies.
I am stocked with the essential items, the batteries, flashlights, lanterns, coolers, buckets.
Earlier today, President Trump took to Twitter to say the worker in America is doing better than ever before. Celebrate Labor Day. Economist Peter Marici says the president has a point regarding the economy.
Since he's become president, the economy has expanded at about 2.8% per year. During the Obama years, it was less than 2%. He's doing almost 50% better.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
A labor boss weighs in on the NAFTA negotiations. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump has threatened to tear up the North American Free Trade Agreement if Canada doesn't concede to new terms. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka discussed the issue on Fox News Sunday.
Our economies are integrated. The three countries in North America, the economy's pretty integrated. And it's pretty hard to see how that would work without having Canada in the deal.
Trumka says his federation is anxious to have NAFTA reworked, calling the 1994 agreement devastating to American workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Millions of Americans are hitting the road this Labor Day, with peak travel times being this afternoon into early evening. A AAA spokesman also talks about why so many people are traveling.
Summer is synonymous with vacations. It's a pastime people don't want to give up. And when the economy's performing better, which we're seeing now, and people have a little bit more change in their pockets, they're inclined to spend that on travel.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The gig economy is the talk of the working world. Now, what it means to be in a gig economy is you might work for Uber, you might work for Amazon, you have a bunch of different jobs that are helping you to make ends meet. Lewis Hyman is Associate Professor of Economic History at Cornell University. He's also author of a new book titled Temp: How American Work, American Business, and the American Dream Have Become Temporary. I had a chance to chat with a professor, and the first thing I asked him was what led to this gig or temp economy.
Yeah, it's really exciting to think about that, because you hear so much in the news about how Uber and maybe the smartphone and the apps are creating our insecurity today. Think back to downsizing and before that, deindustrialization. And so the roots of today's insecurity in the workforce are really in decisions that were made in the 1970s as we reorganized our work life.
You mentioned social media. What role does social media play in that gig economy that people are living in?
Well, social media has certainly amplified lots of different conversations, but it's also made it possible to make new kinds of connections. One of the questions people are thinking about in the gig economy is, well, how do we organize workers the way we organized industrial workers in the 1930s and 40s and 50s to deliver the good life? Well, just as our businesses today are distributed, we need to figure out ways to connect people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.